For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. Could shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Segment two, sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor in ordering seed, and oftentimes discounts are lost buying from multiple brands. But Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote, and always remember the three F's: faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrids. Today, we will highlight... let's go with Cortland Pieper at Shell Creek Ag in your hometown of Columbus, Nebraska.
Sip. No way.
402-910-7674, a part of the Beck's Hybrids team at Shell Creek Ag in Columbus. Cortland Pieper.
Shell Creek. I can't tell you that I know where Shell Creek is.
It's okay.
I'm assuming
just,
there
just,
is a...
Just know it's in Columbus.
I'm assuming there is a Shell Creek. I went to Lost Creek School.
Okay.
For grade school, Jake. 1 through 6. I didn't go 1 through 6. You don't care about any of this, but I'm giving you a chance.
I appreciate this.
I'm giving you a chance to look up this story. I went to Lost Creek. I think I started at Lost Creek after attending North Park, the Schaefer School, grades 1 through 3. I think I transferred over. I think we transferred over to Lost Creek at fourth grade. Anyway. Okay. This is an interesting story.
Interesting story in the world of sports. We talk sports in the show.
Sports.
So if you recall, go back to Selection Sunday, go back to Tuesday of last week, and St. Francis University, who made the NCAA tournament this year after they won the Northeast Conference.
Playing.
And by the way, lost an incredible game to Alabama State.
Remember Amar Knox, the game winner?
Yes, it was
Amar Knox.
Yes, it was a great, great game to start off the tournament, and they lost on a heartbreaker, St. Francis. So they avoided playing Auburn in round one, or I guess round two, if you want to count that. Anyways, they make the dance, they lose, and they say, yep, we're moving on to Division III. Thanks for making the dance, but we're moving down to Division III. And you say, why? Well, here's what the chairman and Reverend Joseph Lehman said in a statement. Said this was not an easy nor a quick decision for the Board of Trustees. The governance associated with intercollegiate athletics has always been complicated and is only growing in complexity based on realities like the transfer portal, pay for play, and other shifts that have moved athletics away from the love of the game. For that reason, as a board, we aim to best provide resources and support to our student-athletes in this changing environment that aligns with our mission, Catholic institution, and our community's expectations. They're moving from Division I SIP to Division III.
Yeah, they won't be the last to do this, and they aren't the first.
Hampton.
Hartford.
Oh, yeah, Hartford. Sorry, my bad. Hartford. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I wrote down Hampton.
Hartford reached the NCAA tournament in 2021, then later announced it would reclassify to Division III. The Reverend, I appreciate the Reverend for just not mincing words, including saying pay for play, not NIL. It's pay for play, okay? There is NIL. There is. I mean, college... Or let's say pro athletes, they have to do things for NIL, but there's also straight pay for play, obviously. I mean, Owen Freeman's going to make, Jake, it's a minimum of $1.5 million at Creighton. he can't possibly do enough things in the Omaha community probably to make $1.5 million justifiable, right?
Probably not.
Right. So it's kind of, it's just pay for play. So anyway, they don't want to be involved in that. They don't, and they probably can't be involved in it. You know, they just can't, it's not feasible for them to be involved in it at a high level.
Think about how tough it is, though. I mean, you made the dance for the first time since 1991, I believe it said in the article. Is that long?
Mm-hmm.
And they were a second away from winning the game.
Uh-huh.
They almost won a game in the first four to advance to play in the round of 64. And a week later, they said, well, we're good. We got to move down to Division III because we can't keep up with the way things are going. We don't want to keep up with the way things are going.
I think it's more of that.
How do you tell somebody that this year played in the NCAA tournament that can never happen again?
Hey, well, I think that
hope you enjoyed it. Never going to happen again.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you tell them beforehand. Maybe you did. Maybe the players knew it was in the works. I don't think they decided on Wednesday after the game, we're going to Division III. This has been in the works. The extent to which the players knew, I don't know. But anyway, I don't know how a player would react. I hesitate to throw a blanket over conversations like that because sometimes people don't react the same. They react differently. So I don't know. But I get it. I get it. I get why they just say, we're not going to play this game where like if I'm the Reverend, where my head coach recruits two really good freshmen, they have good years, and then, oh, here comes Villanova with money, a lot of it, or Xavier, or whoever. UNLV, it doesn't matter who it is. Someone's coming to get them, right?
Yes.
It becomes a glorified JUCO.
Right. Kind of so.
Yeah. Why would they want to participate in that, especially when they're reputable? I mean, it's a reputable school.
Because the end goal could still be, hey, this sucks, it's unfortunate, but we still have a chance to play in the tournament. And that is now not going to happen.
But that can't be the spirit of...
It is. I'm not saying it's the spirit, but it's reality. When you're at a small school, if you're in the Northeast Conference, small school like St. Francis, what is your goal? What's your goal? Your goal is to, number one, either win the conference or win the tournament and make the Big Ten, make the NCAA.
Or is it education?
I suppose it's that, but if you're an athlete.
Or is it the college experience? You know, I mean, this is why they're doing it. Because that's not the only thing. At a place like St. Francis, they don't look at it like Duke does, Jake, and they never will. That's why. They're out. It makes sense.
Is it easier?
You can still play. There's a Division III tournament to play in.
Do you think part of the administration is happy they lost that game to Alabama State?
Why?
To say, okay, well.
No.
It'd be foolish if we say we're moving down after we actually won a game in the dance.
Yeah,
hey, we're not good enough. Yeah, we are. We just won a game in the dance.
I see what you're saying. The fan base might be like, wait a second. Why are we doing this? You sure you want to do this now? Yeah. I don't know about happy, but it's more convenient.
So we'll see if people believe that more will follow. This will be.
Yeah.
I'm not saying common, but how many schools will follow this philosophy and move down to Division III?
How will fans react to schools like this? Making this move.
If you're a St. Francis fan, I just watched my team in March Madness. That'll never happen again.
But what about globally, in a more macro sense, like, does this affect the way you look at the college game if teams keep doing this?
Probably so, a little bit.
Is it a turnoff?
If it's to a larger extent and this happens a lot more, then yes, it's a turnoff to me. Because that means you're just continually killing Cinderella, which St. Francis again was not going to win a game in 16th seed. But
Cinderella,
how far could this go? What how high up in the conference could this go?
The Cinderella conversation in college basketball is not over, but it's diminished greatly.
It is. When we come back, Rick Kamen's song of the day is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.